Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boehm's part of it. There's Boehm there, baffled. Basically, talk about himself and the approach the other guys at the very top of the order have right now at the plate, or maybe do not have, against the Dodgers pitching. The other part of it, Sam, is the Dodgers are really good. Like, they have all these arms that they can throw at you. Like, Glasnow would be where in most teams' rotation, and he's like pitcher, what, 7, 8, 9? He can come out of the bullpen at any point. Yamamoto out there today. Like, I know everybody's coming down on the Phillies and the heart of the lineup, and it's fair. Harper, Schwarber, Turner, Boehm, they've all got a hit or they have no chance. You could say that about any team in the playoffs. If the top four is not doing anything, if they're constantly striking out, not making contact, coming through in big spots, like, what are you going to do? That also happens every year with a lot of teams that get eliminated.
I would love to check the tape. When we were talking about the postseason and bets to make, I think Paul said, I don't want to say verbatim, but close enough, the Phillies have no professional hitters outside of Schwarber and Harper. And if only we would have just followed that advice. Not like I bet the Phillies to do anything. I think that was sort of beat into my brain. If Paul's saying, don't do it, I'm not going to do it. I also don't have any Dodgers stock. All my stock, smartly enough, was in the Padres, who didn't make it out of the first round. So who am I to throw daggers? But Paul knew. He called a shot. He said they can't hit, and they're not hitting.
Yep. The Dodgers are plus 155 to win the World Series. We're in the divisional round, folks. They are plus 155. Damn. I did bet the Dodgers. I told you that. Now, I was also hoping, oh, it's the Phillies. Maybe they could win a game and we'll get even a better number. Nope. It's quickly gone from, like, during the series, plus 400, maybe the best you could find, plus 375 to now plus 155, somewhere in that range. But no, to your point, Paul told everybody, he was laughing at the idea that they were World Series favorites. Like, no. And then we get the matchup. It's like, oh boy, this is like, it felt like it was too easy. For the series price, it was Dodgers minus 120. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And I didn't really do anything with that. I've got Dodgers hooked a couple different ways to win the World Series, but no, I mean, and the damning part for that Boehm clip for me is just like, yeah, you're not even really sure why you swing. It just happens. And it's been the same thing from him, Castellanos, Marsh, all those guys for four postseasons. And it's like, Joe, you're right. Yeah, any team could say that about the top of the lineup. But this team in particular, we see it every postseason in one round or another. Sometimes they're all hot, but they have no approach. It's like beneath the surface. Like, yeah, there's the results, but they have no approach. Castellanos literally has said, I don't really have an approach. Like, it's just, if you're not going to work a count, and we heard from Eric Kratz today, if you're not going to work a count against Yamamoto today, good night. Pack your bags. Shouldn't have even gone to LA.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly. They won't be able to.
Yeah.
The Reds had so many issues with him. Like, it was embarrassing. Like, to the point where, yeah, he's got six pitches, but he's using two because he knows you can't really hit this mix. We'll see. They're the reasons that I'm worried about the over, because I'm not sure that the Phillies are going to score. All right, Paul, we hit on the room with two games. What about the evening games? Let's go to the Blue Jays and Yankees first.
So Blue Jays, Yankees most, but perhaps the BetMGM will be pretty quick. A couple of home runs in here, three different home runs. Number five is Stan, home run plus 270. This might be the one, though. Number four, Schlitter over 4.5 strikeouts at minus 145.
Okay. Might revisit. What are the other three?
Vlad home run at 5-1. Vlad over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI at minus 115. And Judge home run at plus 250.
Season's on the line, Sam. They're saying the young guy, he's going to perform again on the biggest of stages, over 4.5 Ks at minus 145.
Jay's money line. Not wavering.
Yep. Yep. Agree. And Philly Dodgers real quick.
Okay. Marsh, number five, 0-0 for a hit, minus 115. Nola, who, by the way, also a problem. I mean, he kind of got it going towards the end of the season, but you don't want that dude in a big spot. Over 2.5 strikeouts at minus 135. Stott for a hit at minus 115. Maybe he'll bunt for a hit. Otani home run, plus 185. Max Kepler to score a run at plus 190.
Dodgers run line. That's all I got to say about that. Four Phillies in there. All right, Sam. Clear it up. Where are you going for lightning bets?
It's got to be Jays. I'm not going to be fazed by this. Let me give you the best price right now. And again, I think this is going to keep climbing. But we'll see. Plus one. Well, BetMGM has a fair price. Plus 145. I'm going to take Toronto, go against Schlitter. I'll be in New York, hopefully, when the Yankee season ends. So, what could go wrong there? And I'm also going to play a little college football. I saw this from Brett McMurphy, our friend of the show. Starting today, for 49 consecutive days, there will be a college football or NFL game played every day until November 26th. How about that? Buckle in for football. I'm going to go Middle Tennessee State plus 2.5.
I love it when we get to that point in the football season where you start to see that go around. Woo! Next couple months, strap in. All right. Major League Baseball for me, we have a show bet, and it is the Toronto Blue Jays plus 160. I'm not supposed to do it. At least I don't think I'm supposed to. I just like them so much in this spot, I don't care. I'm doing Dodgers run line plus 120. Over at BetMGM, I think they're going to just crush their dreams tonight, and Yamamoto is going to be spectacular. So Dodgers minus a run and a half, and I've got to do something, Churio. Let's at least go over on the total bases. That's at plus money, plus 108 against the Cubs. And the plus 481 for a homer, yeah, I feel like I have to, because what a story to tell tomorrow morning when we hit the airwaves at 9 a.m., when against the wind, the Churio hits a bomb because the room is laying $6 on no home run. Paul?
All right. So I got to back it up. Phillies, under 2.5 runs, plus 130. And for me, just for me, under half a run at 8-1. They get skunked on their way to Cancun.
Oh. He's going to be sweating anytime someone gets on base. I love it. Jake, where you at?
I don't know what's going to happen in Tigers Mariners, but I'm going to take a couple Tigers to homer because they have good history against Bryce Miller. Torkelson, Paul's guy, 5-1, has a double in each of the last two games and is 2-for-6 in his career against Miller, small sample size, blah, blah, blah. But the expected slugging's over 1,000. And I'll take Riley Green, too, who's 2-for-5 against Miller. Again, small sample. But if you're going to win, your star's got to show up. So, Jakey narratives here a little bit, but I'll take shots on Green and Torque to homer in those ones. I think we get the NLCS set tonight. I think the Dodgers just smashed the Phillies. Aaron Nola in an elimination spot. Reminder, the last time Aaron Nola was in an elimination game, it was against the Diamondbacks in the NLCS Game 6, and he went 4 2/3 and gave up 4 runs. So, I like the Dodgers to win. And I like the Brewers. Priester's been awesome. Everyone wants to bet Tyone to repeat what he did against the Padres. Okay. Have fun. And how do you not do the Chorio homer? Have to do it. Have to. And yeah, it's obviously the Blue Jays. All of these fat loser Yankee fans with marinara sauce all down their front are going to say that Schlitter's going to do what he did in his last start against the Red Sox. Oh, yeah, he's going to be our guy. We're going back. No, the dude's going to absolutely pee down his leg with the biggest spotlight again. Jay's Moneyline Kidney.
Marinara sauce moon.
Marinara sauce down the leg.
Rayo. Wow.
All right.
I mean, like, did Jake try? Did Jake almost venture into a New York accent there? It felt like he almost went all the
way. Towed the line, thought about it, decided to pull
all
back.
The way to Long Island. Yeah.
Remember those trips to New York you would make?
Oh, no, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Weekend trips. Yeah.
No idea what you mean.
Different time, Sammy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a question.
If you, yeah.
Do you think there a single Phillies wag has like been like, huh, LA is pretty close to Cabo. Maybe I'll just book something just in case. Probably.
Yeah.
I think the whole team has, Paul. They're done. Like, screw it.
Which wag are we talking about, though? That's what I want to know.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was going to say player, but like, are they that in the bag? Maybe. I'm holding out hope maybe it's not them, but it's like, oh, it's okay, honey. Let's just take a nice vacation after you score zero runs.
No, they know. They have to win three games in a row against the Dodgers in the playoffs when they actually care. Yeah. It's not happening. Yeah.
And you know what we maybe heard a long time ago, Joe, in the back of the South Point, if you must win, you must not be that good.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. It's going to be fun. So, Sam, good luck with your Wi-Fi during all the games. I can't wait to hear about it tomorrow.
Luckily, I get into Penn Station at 4:50, so I'll only miss a little bit. I'll be bar side for Blue Jays Moon in New York.
There you go. Schwartz meeting up with you? Got protection.
He's got a podcast tonight. We'll see him tomorrow. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Very good. I'm looking forward to him peeking in the room. That's a different room. Have fun with all the baseball today. Good luck on all your wagers. We'll talk about it all tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern right here on BetSweat, the BetMGM network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.